Day in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Otis Redding's single, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, began a 5-week run at the number one spot on this day in 1968. Otis was killed in a plane crash on the 10th of December 1967, 3 days after recording the song. It became the first posthumous number one single in US chart history and sold over 4 million copies worldwide.
I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Here's a blast from the past. Paper Lace were at the number one spot on the singles chart on this day in 77. But the anti-war pop song, Billy Don't Be a Hero, was the group's only number one. Interesting how the guys got the name for the band. Here's the lead singer, Phil Wright.
But this guy, he looked at it in a book of things to make. Just a hobby, was just flicking through pages and things. And he said, things to make, this is where you fold a piece of paper, tear bits out of it, and when you open it up, it's a doily, and it's paper lace. And we all sort of looked at one another and said, well, the name sounds all right.
Billy, don't be a hero, don't be a fool with your life.
And it was this day in 2010 that ABBA were inducted into the US Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The awards in New York, presented by Bee Gees, Barry Gibb.
To Anna Freed, Benny, Bjorn and Agnetha, it is our great personal honour and privilege to be chosen to induct ABBA into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
This has been an absolutely fantastic evening. I'm so thrilled, and also it's a very emotional evening.
And celebrating his 67th birthday today, English singer and songwriter and actor, film producer and television writer, Jimmy Nail. Get the 1992 number one single, Ain't No Doubt. That is a look at Today in Music for Tuesday, March 16 at Mix 104.9.